fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 17th day of March, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prayer tip of the day is to pray for guidance, pray for wisdom, pray for health and safety, pray for our republic. Prayer is powerful and prayer works. So we need to do it more frequently, don't we? All right. My friend Tom Berryhill is out of town on assignment. I don't believe he'll be calling in this morning. If he does, we'll certainly bring him on board and talk about one of our favorite topics, emergency survival communications and ham radio. One of my personal touchstones for whether a person is or is not a serious prepper, have they got their ham radio license? Now, you can be a pretty advanced prepper and not have your ham radio license, granted, and I know a number of people like that on one hand. On the other, in my opinion, based on my knowledge and experience, having that expertise, having that ham radio license, tells me that you understand the how necessary it is to have this knowledge and expertise, and that you've taken the time to study for the test, take the test, and get that license, become part of the international ham community. Our favorite website, it is really the best place, the only place to get started on ham radio, is the ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website. One-stop shopping, quite frankly, to get all the information you need to get started with ham radio, including locating your nearest ham radio clubs, plural, depending on where you are. It's quite frankly, getting involved with a ham radio club is the quickest way to get the most knowledge in the least amount of time and save money. How do you save money? Well, here's how. High-quality used equipment is bought and sold, traded back and forth inside these ham radio clubs routinely. It's just done all the time. It's just the nature of one of these clubs, and most of these clubs, as far as that goes. All right. We'll have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. Call number is 512-248-8252. If you're not a person who watches Tucker Carlson, I encourage you to check him out. No, the man's not perfect. He's still a man with all the frailties and faults of any man, on one hand. On the other, Tucker is doing, in my opinion, the best job of anybody in mainstream media. I don't think anyone else is doing nearly the job that he is. There's a couple of others, but he has the largest audience, is doing a great job. He has a great team of men and women that help him put together that 1 hour that he does every night. It's a lot of work to pull together the witnesses, the guests that he has. It's a lot of work. The things he said, I never, ever expected to see on mainstream TV, such as giving the CIA credit for being part of the assassination of President Kennedy. Seriously, that's one of the things he's brought to the public's attention. Weekend coming up. Weekends for most Americans means discretionary time to do things that they can't do during the week. Chores around the house, for example, maybe engage in a hobby. Go to church, obviously, on Sunday. If you go to church on Sunday, Saturday, if you go to church on Saturday. All the things that we do with our discretionary time. I hope you make the best of it. And I hope that at least a small percentage of that involves furthering your preparations, whatever that might be for you. It's going to be obviously different things for different people. If you're in certain parts of the country, it'd be time to start getting that garden ready for the spring planting, for example. It may involve some carpenter work, a little painting, cleanup, whatever it might be. If your safe haven is not where you live, you need to get there at least 1 weekend a month, I believe, preferably more than that. Every weekend would be better, obviously, to further improve that safe haven that you've designated for you and the people you love. I did that for years. My safe haven, the group I work with, we bought it in 1999. I was there every weekend until I moved there full time in 2002, I believe it was, 21 years ago. It was a chore making that drive 100 miles each way every weekend. For about a year or two of that time, close to 2 years, my grandson, who was 3-4 years old, was traveling with me. It was a great time for him to have time with his grandpa, and it was a time that I cherish. This boy is the closest thing to a son I will ever have. I have a daughter, but I never had a son, and I cherish that time. But he and I would be working around the ranch, the safe haven, doing yard work, carpenter work, painting, just all kinds of skills that he helped his grandpa with, or attempted to, I should say. I know one time I was using a line trimmer, and I didn't know it, but one of our other investors pointed behind me, and he was behind me. He was about 4 years old, maybe five, with a rake, pretending to do with the rake, going back and forth, what I was doing with the line trimmer. It was so precious to see this boy doing that. Anyway, that discretionary time is very precious. Certainly not time to be watching television once the day is over and the chores are done. Obviously, it's time to relax and watch a movie or something. But those daytime hours are precious. And you've got Saturday, you've got Sunday, and make the best use of them. Seriously, make the best use of them. We're into perilous times. It's always been perilous. What's going on right now with the international finance and banking and industry is really scary. Not that there's anything we can do about it. There already have been bank failures. What happens when a bank fails is the assets that bank are bought up by another bank at a deep, deep discount. And a lot of people lose, of course. A lot of people lose. There's an effort to have a national cryptocurrency. After what happened with FTX, people are going to be pretty reluctant to get involved in any cryptocurrency, I would think. I would. I have a nephew that's heavily involved in it. He thinks it's going to be okay. I don't necessarily believe that. I believe in things that I can see and touch as opposed to electronic impulses in a computer someplace. Much of our banking and finance has become that, though, hasn't it? Seems like it. So, getting back to the safe haven. If you don't have one, you need one. Ideally, you would live there full time. If that's not possible for whatever reason, your safe haven should be 80 to 100 miles from a major city. It should have proprietary source of water, a way to grow food at that location, structures that are solid and will keep you warm in the winter and keep you out of the sun in the summertime, be safe and comfortable. You can't do this by yourself, by the way. You think you and your wife, you and your husband, your spouse, are going to fence off 5 or 10 or 40 acres and stand alone against the world? That's a fantasy. Even if you have an extended family, so you've got 2 or 3 children and they have spouses, what does that bring up to? 8 people or so? You're not going to hold off the world with 8 people. It's not going to happen. Wherever your safe haven is, you need to become part of the community. That's vital. That's essential. No matter where you are, there's going to be a community. Even in eastern Alaska, you know, your community may only be a neighbor 4 or 5 miles away, but that's your community. Where I am, my community is pretty spread out. The majority of the real estate where I am is national forest. And we have homes here. We have cattle ranches interspersed in among the national forests. Joining a local church is, in my opinion, not optional. At least in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks. It may be different in other parts of the country to a certain extent. But if you want to become part of the community, it's absolutely, in my opinion, absolutely essential you become part of a church in your community. It really is. It's expected. It really is. It's expected. There's going to be other community organizations that you could go to their events or become part of those organizations, whatever they might be. There could be book clubs. There could be, I know in Steelville, there's the Steelville Arts Council, which I've been a member of. All kinds of different things. Elks and Moose and Lions Clubs and different associations like that. Veterans organizations. Whatever there is. If it's something that you're interested in, it may be something that you could really be part of. A gardening club would be a great outfit to be part of. There's ham radio clubs, as I mentioned earlier, around the country. Whatever your choice is, you need to become part of the community. Being a loner is a prescription for failure in a long-term crisis. It really is. It really is. Now, in some areas, you'll see that the sheriff has a sheriff's auxiliary. Maybe you could become part of that. Fire departments may have a fire department auxiliary. Those would be two great ways to become affiliated with the men and women who help protect the community and get to know them, get to know the sheriff, get to know the fire chief. Those are important people in the community to get to know. It's good. It's important for you to become known in the community as a dependable person who can be relied on, who has skills, is trustworthy. All those things are important. They really are. Hopefully we won't have a crisis where those things are needed. As it looks right now, I'd say it's 50-50. I know what the plans are of the Communist Chinese. They've published them. If you don't know what the plans of the Chinese are, at my website at thelibertyman.com, you can find out pretty quick. Just scroll down to the speech given by the Chinese Minister of Defense or top general and read it. If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. What the Chinese want is the United States, the lower 48, with no Americans. They're going to call it New China. They plan to exterminate all Americans, including ethnic Chinese. They figure that once a Chinese person has been here for a few years, they're contaminated to the point by freedom that they can't be salvaged. That's their opinion. That's their attitude. That's the plan. It looks like they're getting close to being ready to implement their plan. It looks like it to me. Now, I give Jeff Nyquist a lot of airtime on my show. He's with us on the Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Dave Hodges and Steve Ben Noon. And he has his own exclusive hour on Wednesdays. Jeff Nyquist is an unusual man, unusual in the sense that he has accomplished things that very few individuals have. One of the things I like to point out about Jeff Nyquist is he sat across the interview table from a number of high-level KGB defectors. It's a pretty short list of men and women who've done that. In fact, my friend Sam Andrews has done that with one KGB defector. He was part of the security detail protecting this man from being assassinated by the KGB. And of course, based on Jeff's research, which includes these interviews, he's authored 6 books, and he's one of the most knowledgeable men I know about the international communist conspiracy. Now, Tucker Carlson has been talking about the new alliance between China and Russia. Well, it's close, Tucker, but no cigar. Behind the scenes, Russia and China have been collaborating for decades, even during the time when there was allegedly a rift between the two countries. They were still quietly cooperating behind the scenes, giving the appearance for the rest of the world that there was a rift between the two, that they weren't cooperating, that they were enemies. That was designed for our consumption. Regardless of when that alliance began, it's become clear to the public and to the world that China and Russia are allies, that they're working together to reach common goals. There are some Pentagon officials who say we could engage a war successfully against Russia and China. I don't think so. Unless we have some kind of space-based weapons that my friend Dr. Deagle has talked about. If they really do exist and can't be compromised, I don't see where we have a chance against the combined forces of Russia and China. I really don't. We can always hope for divine intervention. We'd be praying for that, of course. Of course, God may have an attitude towards the way we've treated his guidance. That's certainly a possibility. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I might have got to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, Dixieland.
This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you'd like to own the exact same equipment, no difference, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect buildings, generators, and vehicles, well, you can do so at thelibertyman.com with a very nice $50 discount to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, your home, your generator, right there at thelibertyman.com. EMP Shield has very graciously grandfathered my listeners into the $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Segue here. It's related. The Deagle Report, no relationship to Dr. Bill Deagle. Deagle Report, what's it been, 5, 8 years ago? A number of years ago, was reporting a dramatic population drop in the Western countries, including the United States. And we began, those of us who were aware of that, we began pondering, how is this possible? What would they do? Well, now we know. I know. It's the COVID clot shot. Biological weapons. That's how they intend to do it. And it looks like they're going to pull it off. A dramatic decrease in the population of the United States and many Western countries. The worst crime, and this is not a flippant statement, ladies and gentlemen, the worst crime in recorded human history is taking place right now, on the 17th day of March, 2023, right now. Potential victims include my daughter, my son-in-law, my 16-year-old twin grandchildren, probably not my 26-year-old grandson because he didn't get the clot shot. Won't be me. There's no way I'm getting near any needles for any vaccination ever again. I will never accept any vaccination of any kind ever again. Is that pretty clear? I hope so. The collusion between government, pharmaceutical companies, the mass media is what allowed this to happen. We're now learning more details with each passing day of how the mass media was manipulated, how social media was manipulated and censored. I've seen this myself. I have a YouTube channel with 21,000 subscribers. If I post an archive there, it has the word COVID or clot shot in it or vaccination. It gets pulled. It gets censored. I have not posted anything there in the archive for several weeks as a consequence. We have a plan, however. What I've noticed in some of these other alternative media guys is that they live stream on YouTube and don't post on YouTube archives. That appears to be a way, at least for the time being, to get around the AI censorship on YouTube. We're looking into it. That looks like a good thing to do. It took a while to acquire 21,000 subscribers on YouTube, and it's a valuable resource to reach a lot of people. And I don't want to walk away from that if I can help it. I've had some communication with attorney Todd Colander. He's agreed to come on this show. I'm not sure of the day or time yet. Once I know that, I will let you all know. Todd represents hundreds, possibly thousands, of American military individuals, men and women, in matters regarding the clot shot. He's really the tip of the spear when it comes to these matters. I'm really looking forward to that interview. Hopefully it'll be more than one interview because there's going to be a lot to talk about, and things are always changing, of course. In my neighborhood, we had a internationally known rock star take the clot shot 2 years ago. He was dead in 32 days. That was Rusty Young, the lead singer guitarist with Poco. Another neighbor got the clot shot. A few days later, the helicopter ambulance picked him up with his heart beating 300 times per minute. I talked to him recently, and they did a surgical procedure to cauterize and kill the part of his heart that allows it to beat that fast. How crazy is that? And we do a patient waiting agreement, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with emergency survival communications and ham radio. He's out of town on assignment, but he's able to join us right now. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Good to have you with us, sir. You're a busy guy with your different things that you do in your career, and I'm glad you could join us. Tom, I briefly went over earlier this show about our favorite website to get started with ham radio. That would be the ARRL .org website, and it is the best place to get started, isn't it?
It is. That's a good place to get the information you need to learn the basics about ham radio and how to get started. And, of course, there's a lot of other online websites that have simulated testing so that you can take the actual test using the questions and answers and see if you can start getting a passing grade. Once you do get the passing grade, you're actually ready to take the real test, and that's where you need the help of a local ham radio club, because they are usually the ones that are the volunteer examiners for the FCC, and they'll administer the test at their meeting place, and within maybe a week or so, you're on the air. You're issued a call sign, and you'll be able to get on the air.
Right. Well, I mentioned one of the benefits earlier, that high-quality used equipment is bought and sold and traded back and forth within these clubs routinely, and that's a way for a person to get high-quality equipment at a very deep discount, isn't it?
It is. It's a good way to just make your needs known. If you're looking for certain types of equipment, just let the people know at the club meeting, and there's a good chance that somebody there has that exact piece of equipment you're looking for, or something very similar that you can pick up at a discount, or they'll know somebody that has it and put the word out for you, and it won't take long, and you'll have exactly what you're looking for.
Right, and we're not talking just radio. We're talking tools and connectors and all the things, all the paraphernalia that goes along with the hobby, aren't we?
Yes, John, and with ham equipment, you do need the specialized tools, and you may even go one step further and look into the test equipment, the needed test equipment. And at a minimum, you should have a voltmeter, a digital voltmeter, and maybe an analog-type voltmeter. And a lot of the hams will get a watt meter. They want to measure the output power of their transmitter. So that's pretty handy, too.
Right. Well, the digital voltmeter has a readout in numbers, and the analog has a little needle that swings back and forth, doesn't it?
That's true, and a lot of the newer digital voltmeters will also have a bar graph on them, because there are many adjustments that have to be made that a digital voltmeter just won't do it. You need the moving needle or a bar graph. I prefer the needle, and I actually use a analog voltmeter most of the time, unless you have to measure very precise voltages. The analog meter is pretty good. I use a Simpson 260. I've had it for many years, and it's in a roll-top case, so it's protected, and it's portable. It works great. I also have a smaller one, very small triplet meter that you can almost put in your shirt pocket. These are all made in USA, very nice meter movements, and pretty accurate for what they do. And that's a good thing to have. And I do have digital meters as well, John, because sometimes you have to take very precise measurements. I have a 6.5-digit voltmeter, a Hewlett-Packard that I use. And that's for product development.
How many decimal points to the right does it go, 5 or 6?
It goes, it's right here. I don't have it. I don't have the power turned on to that bench. It'll measure like 6 decimal places. You can actually program it to go greater than that. You can measure some very, very minute voltages. In fact, there's different filters and things you can switch in, because it starts at those low levels, it starts picking up background noise and things like that. I also have a Keithley electrometer that I use for measuring. That's how I check the energy cleaners. And it will measure... it'll measure through the air. It'll pick up a voltage signal through the air. So then oscilloscopes, a lot of hams want to get oscilloscopes. I use analog scopes, Tektronix. I have a Tech scope that I use, and then I have some Hewlett-Packard mixed signal, MSO-type scopes. They measure multiple digital channels at one time for microprocessor work and digital type product development, and also they operate as a regular digital oscilloscope. So they're pretty handy to have too.
Right.
You can keep going with this stuff, John, to where you just almost have too much, but sometimes you just have to have these instruments to do the type of things you're working on. But I'd say at a minimum, every ham operator should have an analog voltmeter. They should have a digital voltmeter, and if it has a bar graph display, that's pretty good too. And then at least some sort of oscilloscope, even a basic, even a 20 megahertz, a cheap 20 megahertz analog scope. I prefer an analog over these real cheap digital scopes. I don't think are that good. They're not bad, but they're not that good. I prefer, if you're doing it, looking for a particular signal spike or something, that I sometimes the analog scopes are better for that. Although the digital oscilloscopes are getting better all the time, but they're kind of expensive if you want to get something worth having. So you got to spend your money wisely on this stuff.
Right, right. Well, we skipped the bottom of the hour break, so I need to let people know my website is thelibertyman.com. We have new things posted there pretty much every day of the week. Things you'll find nowhere else on the internet, literally nowhere else on the internet, and as big as the internet is, there's things at my website you'll find no place else. We have the John Moore Ozark Symposium coming up the first week of August. My guests will be my live studio audience. They're at the Wildwood Springs Lodge celebrating 100 years in business. It's a beautiful location, very quiet, great food. We'll have breakfast together. We'll have dinner together. I will have private one-on-one time with each of my guests. Details at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, the engine cleaner. Tom is the manufacturer of the engine cleaner. And if you have issues with arthritis pain, you need an engine cleaner. You really do. If you have sleep issues, you need an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. Mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. And all the details are at my website. We can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. Just send me a check or a money order. My address is right there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. The toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner is 800-592-9543. Just got a note here from my engineer about oscilloscopes. He says his father would bring out his IFR oscilloscope and show him the background noise and every frequency on any equipment, television, radio, or interference. So my engineer learned a lot from his dad, it sounded like, didn't he, Tom?
He did, and IFR is In-Flight Research is the company, and I think it's been sold. But anyway, I have IFR. They make service monitors, John. They were really known for their communication service monitors. I have two IFRs. I have a portable one, my favorite one, actually. It doesn't have an oscilloscope, but it does have an output where you could plug in a portable oscilloscope if you wanted to. But it's a smaller, it's still kind of heavy, but smaller. You switch in the frequencies with thumb wheel switches, and it's called an IFR 500A. That's the one I use most of the time. I have it set up on the bench now, but it's just simple to use. I also have an IFR 1600S, which is a more sophisticated unit, has a spectrum analyzer. And basically what these things are it's a complete testing lab in one instrument. It will allow you to check the frequency and see how close your transmitter is. If you're doing frequency calibrations, it's good for that. It'll check the modulation level, AM and FM modulation. And not all of them, but the newer ones will also do single sideband. And then they will also measure power output. Things like that you can measure. You can use them as a receiver. As a matter of fact, the smaller IFR 500, I've used it many times as a shortwave receiver and also listened to hams on different ham bands with it. Even with a whip antenna on that thing, it's pretty sensitive, about 2 microvolts. It's not bad for shortwave reception. You can listen to shortwave stations. It will pick up single sideband, and I've listened to Morse code with it and everything else. but it's AM and FM single sideband. It does everything up to 1,000 megahertz or 1 gigahertz. I think it goes from about 400 kilohertz, so below the AM broadcast band, all the way up through the shortwave spectrum, and all the various services all the way up to 1 gigahertz. You can listen to FM radio stations with it, and also you can see if your favorite local FM station is off frequency. So you can do frequency checks with it, and it'll pretty much service anything you need. They're really handy to have. They're very expensive, but you can find them on eBay many times, like that IFR500A. Mine is in pristine condition. I paid a little more for it to get one in perfect condition. I also had a real high stability time-based oscillator in it, so it was it could be used for all types of calibrations very accurately. But typically, I see those for around $800 to $1,000 on eBay. You can get a well-used one sometimes for a little bit less than $800, but they're still pretty popular, although they're okay. No longer made.
Well, Tom, we got a caller on hold here. We got Carrie in Maryland. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to share a resource that helped me get my first license, and it's a group of amateur radio operators that have produced several YouTube videos. It's called amateurlogic.tv, and they have in there, they also have a Ham College YouTube playlist where they cover every section of every test, and they go over it in detail, and they're quite jovial folks as well. So, I mean, it's also entertaining while you learn. That's amateurlogic.tv.
Amateurlogic.tv. All right.
Amateur, as in, you know, amateur right. radio. So amateur right. logic, one word, .tv. And it literally, they cover every section of every exam. And it's literally thousands of hours of video, so I just thought I would pass that on to people that are interested.
Appreciate that. Anything else, Carrie? All right. Thank you for the call.
No, that's all. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Tom, I'm doing a little RF experiment myself. You and I have talked privately about the app, the smartphone app, Find My Bluetooth Device. I went to a cemetery on Old Route 66 in Cuba to see if I could get any pings, and I got several pings. They weren't all that strong, not strong enough to give me a direction and a location, but I focused on more recent graves as opposed to the older graves. Then I asked Deputy Hendricks down in Mississippi to repeat this experiment going to a more remote cemetery. So he did that. He went to the cemetery where his parents are buried, which has no structures within 2 football fields and very little traffic going by. He got 7 pings. I'm going to be approaching the former coroner of Crawford County, who also runs a funeral home, to run the same experiment in a more controlled environment where he knows for a fact what MAC addresses are being broadcast and when it changes when there's a corpse present that has the clot shot MAC address transmitting it. So it's an ongoing experiment to determine if deceased individuals are transmitting a MAC address. We know that live individuals are, but so far it looks like deceased individuals who got the clot shot are still transmitting a MAC address, Tom. What do you think about that?
I find it hard to believe because I want to know what powers it, what makes it transmit. It takes a little bit of energy to do that. Where does that come from?
Well, my first thought as a non-scientist is that it would be a chemical reaction that continues to generate electricity in the absence of a living person, breathing person. Chemicals combined together can create electricity, can't they, Tom?
Well, they can. Dissimilar metals in an electrolyte will certainly generate power.
But right.
I know.
It sounds pretty off the charts science fiction, but if it's true, it's true. And we'll be conducting these experiments and reporting back. Deputy Hendricks is going to be doing more experimentation, and I'll be doing my own. And it's something anybody can do that has a smartphone. The Find My Bluetooth device is a free download at my website at thelibertyman.com. And anybody can do this, Tom. So it's not really something that's restricted to scientific professionals.
Well, that's where some of these spectrum analyzers, service monitors that have spectrum analyzers. Of course, the Bluetooth, unless they've changed it, is around 2.4 gigahertz. And a spectrum analyzer in that range would show you the signal levels. And then with a directional antenna, handheld directional antenna, you could move that around and see which direction it's coming from. So it'd be easy to track it down.
Well, the Find My Bluetooth device does have a analog meter that when you point it towards the source of the signal, it gets stronger and weaker when you point it away from it.
Well, that's a very handy thing to have then.
And it gives you a readout of the MAC address.
Yeah, that's amazing. I don't know how they're doing that or the hows or whys, but whatever.
Well, we've established beyond any doubt whatsoever that live human beings are transmitting a MAC address, and we've established that beyond any doubt whatsoever. This is a remaining area of inquiry to determine if, in fact, deceased individuals are still transmitting the same MAC address they were when they were alive. I don't know if it's going to change anything, Tom. It's one of those little rabbit trails that is interesting to know, but my main interest has already been established. My main area of inquiry is that live human beings have become transmitters of a MAC address. So that's well established now. There's no doubt about that. The evidence is clear and convincing. Another thing
I'd like to see the device that does that. The antenna would be kind of large. Even though it's small, it'd be rather large to be in a body.
Well, some of these structures, and we call them clots for lack of a better term. They're not blood clots in a traditional sense of the word. But some of these clots are 2 and 3 feet long, Tom.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of that. Yeah. Anyway, I'd really like to see the module or whatever that generates that Bluetooth signal. That's and then how they power it. That would
if you have the right equipment, of course, I think that could be done, couldn't it?
To make one or to
to narrow it down to where the signal's coming from.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could do that with... I'll tell you, I have a spectrum analyzer that I use for EMI compliance, and you can use e-probes to measure the voltage signals, and then you also can measure the magnetic fields and things. Anyway, you can go through a circuit with various probes, and they have very limited range, so you can zoom right in on exactly where that pulse or that signal is coming from. I mean, right to the point where it's being generated. So that's what it would take to track one of those down.
Well, whatever it takes, that's your expertise, not mine. And whatever it takes. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we got our last break coming up here shortly. If you got a quick question about related to ham radio emergency survival communications, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, I believe, Tom, you know about the experiment that Deputy Hendricks did at the courtroom in Mississippi?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, well, once or twice a week, he serves as a courtroom security in the courthouse in his county in Mississippi. So he and another deputy are at the door to the courtroom, and nobody gets past the door with any electronic device. That doesn't happen. So it's a controlled environment. At my request, during one of these sessions, he went through the courtroom. Once everybody was past the security checkpoint, and we know for a fact they have no electronic device, he walked through the courtroom with the Find My Bluetooth device app on his smartphone. The other deputy did it too. And they both got multiple MAC addresses popping up from the people in the courtroom.
Well, there's a lot of computer equipment in a courthouse. Throughout a courthouse, there's a lot of computer equipment.
That's true, but the empty courtroom didn't have that. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This coming week, Republic Broadcasting will have a supply of Republic Broadcasting t-shirts and coffee cups. If you make a donation of $50 or more, we will ship you what you need in terms of a coffee cup or a t-shirt. Get the details at Republic Broadcasting's website. Well, Tom, I should point out that when Deputy Hendricks is walking through the courtroom, the meter shows how far away, 9 yards, 3 yards, or 2 yards, or 1 yard from the source of the signal. So that would be a way to differentiate between extraneous equipment somewhere else in the courthouse and who was right in front of you, Tom.
Well, that may be. I'm not familiar with how they have those set up. Personally, I would go in there with a spectrum analyzer that covers the frequency range you're interested in. I would use H and E-type probe. The E-probe would measure the voltage signals, the high impedance type signals, down to where you could almost pinpoint it within a centimeter or so, maybe even closer. And then the H-probes will measure the lower impedance where there's higher currents. They may be helpful, but most likely the E-field probe would be the one to use, and that would find that signal down to, you want to measure some very low levels, and you could get down to about minus 130 decibels, which is almost into the noise, into the background noise, and you'd be able to track it down to exactly where that device is. So that's one of the better ways to do it, but it's not going to be cheap to do.
Right, right. Well, very few human beings have the equipment or expertise that you have to do that, Tom, but almost all our listeners have a smartphone. So,
well, the thing is that if those guys are bailiffs and are in the sheriff's department or bailiffs in a courtroom, they have radios, and those radios are tested, calibrated, and set up by the local radio shop. And the people that work in that radio shop will know how to do that, and they will have those instruments. It'd be interesting to have one of them go in there and really see if they can track it down to exactly where that transmitting device is.
Well, it would be about half the people in the courtroom who are there because they've got no choice. That's what it would be. People usually don't go to a courtroom or a courthouse unless they have no choice. But it is interesting, though, that capability does exist. Tom, thank you. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Okay,
we'll top the hour break. We'll be back with Open Lines. Bye.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit
blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.